I am running a race to meet my Redeemer. I am running a race to meet my Redeemer. Heavenly race, heavenly race, heavenly race to meet my Redeemer. We are running a race to meet our Redeemer. We are running a race to meet our Redeemer. Heavenly race, heavenly race, heavenly race to meet our Redeemer. I appreciate and thank him.
Thank you, Father, because you are I thank you because you are really God. Thank you for being with us.
Even the atmosphere has changed. I appreciate him and thank him. Wandaya fiduka sunaye sunasaye su. Wandaya fiduka sunaye sunansa yesu. Wandaya fiduka sunaye. Sunansa yeso wanda ya fiduka sunaye oba to se mun tani kon se
oruko re ti ni to
oba to se mun tani kon se
oruko re ti ni
to oluwa
oluwa oluwa
oruko re ti ni to ni gbogbo aye oruko re ti ni to oluwa
oluwa
oluwa wa oruko re ti ni to ni gbogbo aye oruko re ti ni to. Thank you, Father. Eternal Rock of Ages, we exalt your name. How good and pleasant it is for brethren to come together in unity, the Bible says. Father, we thank you for this opportunity. Your word is very clear. That where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in their midst. Lord, there is always benefit when you are with us. There is always benefit when your presence comes. Anytime you come, light comes. Anytime you show yourself, there is truth. There is hope. There is joy. There is life. We appreciate you. And as we ask you that even as we sit together as brethren this evening for this little time, indeed, let there be an impartation of life.
Amen.
Let there be an impartation of truth.
Amen.
Let grace be released abundantly.
Amen.
Let our heads be anointed with oil. And let our cup overflow.
Amen.
Let us overflow in the area of strength.
Amen.
Let us overflow in the area of peace.
Amen.
Let us overflow in the area of joy in the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Let us overflow in the area of divine gifts.
Amen.
Let us overflow in the area of resources.
Amen.
Let us overflow even in the area of divine health.
Amen.
Father, we bless you.
Amen.
We appreciate you.
Yes,
we say your name be glorified.
Yes,
thank you for this hour.
Yes.
Thank you for this time.
Yes.
Thank you because it's a blessed moment.
Yes.
And indeed, Father, the seed you sow in us now, it will take deep root downward and bear fruit upward in due season.
Amen.
Your name be glorified, Lord.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
2 Samuel chapter 22. I'll try to be brief. The Lord will help us. Get on people. 2 Samuel chapter 18, rather. 2 Samuel 18. Where's the Bible?
Yeah.
2 Samuel 18.
Where is mommy?
Where is the young dear? She's over there. Oh, she's breastfeeding. Okay. Okay. 2 Samuel 22. Oh, 2 Samuel 18. Why do I keep saying 22? Uh-huh. Where's your own Bible? Yeah, give her Bible, please. 2 Samuel 18. Man of God, if, please read for us from verse 16. All the way to the end, 2:33. 2 Samuel 18, from verse 16 downwards. Go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he said, then Joab Okay, then Joab sounded the trumpet, and the drums stopped pursuing Israel. For Joab halted them. They took Absalom, threw him into a big pit in the forest, and piled up a large heap of rock over him. Meanwhile, all the Israelites fell to their arms. 18 says, during his lifetime, Absalom had taken a pillar and erected it in the king's valley.
Well, let me say something quickly before you go forward. Okay, this journey is not a journey to build monuments. Mm. It is a movement. Mm. Hallelujah. Mm. That thing just looks like a funny thing. Mm. Absalom didn't bear any children. Mm. He was the only child of David that didn't bear any children. The meaning of that thing is that he came without bearing fruit. Life always begets life. Absalom's case was being that he started his journey and then he branched and went like this. And he began to try to run in the lane where his father, the one his father was given, in that he tried to take the throne. He tried to take the concubines. He took the concubines of the father, even took the father's throne at one point. We know at one point he stood at the gate of the palace doing the evangelism of Absalom. He was there. So instead of him to cultivate his own field and his portion that he has been given, he began to lust after his father's own and his father's power, and he began to sit on it. The next thing, he stood at the gate. People will come to the gate to see the king. He will begin to then and say, you people are spending so much time here like this because David is too busy. If I was you people's king, I would have been able to settle the matter fast. He began to put so seed of division in the hearts of the people, began to divide their mind from the real purpose of God in the kingdom. He began to change the issue from kingdom issue to personal issue. He made it about himself. And anytime you make this journey about yourself, you begin to erect an idol. Remember when they were on the mountain of transfiguration? Jesus took them there for a purpose. The idea was that when we get on top of this mountain, certain things will be. Of course, all of them slept. Naturally, we all sleep. We all get tired. We all get a bit weary, season to season. But the Bible said they woke up, which is the important thing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
They woke up. In waking up, what did they behold? And behold, they saw Jesus. And he was not alone, mommy. He was there in the midst of Elijah and in the midst of Moses. Amen.
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 Peter woke up. What was the first thing Peter did? What did he propose to do when he woke up? And he saw the glory. May we awake to see the glory.
Amen.
These days, too many people are asleep now because the enemy is really at play to make sure that we are asleep to divine purpose. Mm-hmm. We are asleep to the message. We are asleep to the important things. Mm-hmm. He awoke. Even the ten virgins, all of them slept now.
Mm.
So this life, let me tell you something. There is nobody that is completely excluded from sleep.
Yes.
We will jam what will make us sleep at some point. Mm. The issue is not even the sleep again. The issue is that we should wake up on time.
Mm.
There is provision that, yes, even if you sleep, when the bridegroom is coming, they will sound the trumpets.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Mm. In this thing you are reading about Job, he started by sounding trumpets in that place. When your season comes, and the season to hear the news comes, trumpet will be sounded.
Mm-hmm.
The question is, will you hear the trumpet? Peter woke up. All of them woke up. The next thing, what did they see? They saw the glory. Peter, at that point, he was too hasty.
Yeah.
One of the dangers in this journey of Christianity is you run on presumption.
Yeah.
You run on assumption. You run on wrong counsel or wrong revelation. Peter just jumped instantly. He saw the thing and the next thing. And you know Peter has this character of assumption. He's too quick in everything. That's how he carried sword, cut off this man's ear first before before matter became matter. He has already, he always wants to be in front to solve things. He always wants to be, you understand? Yes, even though God has picked him as the leader, but real leadership will not arise until he first starts by dying to self first. He woke up and the next thing he saw. He said, hey, master, it is good for us to be here. Was it really good for them to be here? Absolutely. In him that is saying it is good for us to be here, the master that brought them there knew that it was going to be good. That is why he brought them.
Yes.
There was something he wanted them to experience and witness. You see, because this journey is a journey of witness. You must bear witness to a message. Quickly open. Still stay there. I'm coming back, sir. Okay. Go to 1 John 1:1. 1 John chapter 1, verse 1. Mm. The master brought them there because he knows that before they can go on this journey, they must witness some things. Mm-hmm. So that later they will be able to arise and bear witness. Mm-hmm. And so he himself knew that it would be good for them to be there. Peter didn't need to start to tell him that one. Yeah. Amen. Mm-hmm. 1 John 1, 1, quickly.
That which was from the beginning.
That which was from the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Which we have heard.
Number one, we heard it. Nobody said then tell us. Mm-hmm. We take our ear here. Mm-hmm. Number one, continue.
Which we have seen.
Oh, number two, we saw.
Mm-hmm. With our eyes. Yeah.
With our eyes. Many times you hear first before you will see. Yes. But which we saw. We didn't see it with the eye of another person. We saw it with our eye. Kurukuru. Amen. Yes. Very important place. So underline that thing later. We will come back to it. Which we have heard. Which we have seen with our eyes. Uh-huh.
And our hands.
And our hands have what?
Have handled.
Oh, so there is a... Look. This matter calls for us to be like Thomas.
Uh-huh.
Any message you are hearing now, any message you are seeing, anything you are hearing in church, no matter the denomination you are, make sure, number one, you hear well, you see and you look well. The third part, make sure you handle. Thomas said, he said, I know, but until my hand touch the thing and before we really know. We are in a time now, because Jesus said, when the Son of Man return, will he find faith? Every man will be lovers of themselves and their ear will be itching. These days now, when you hear anything, you must use the spirit to touch and to handle. You must test it.
Yeah,
amen. Test every spirit, because not be by falling down. 20 people were going after, were they 20 or 30 plus were going after Christians in the land of Damascus, I'll be weird. And Saul at the time was among them. And they were going, and the light shone, yakata. And at the shining of the light, all men fell down. Nobody could stand. Amen.
Amen.
They all fell under the light and all. But when they arose, only one man out of the 30 had heard the voice. He said, Saul, why persecute thou me? Can thou kick against the bricks? Are you getting one? Maybe out of 30 or out of 24, out of whatever number, but one. The interesting thing is that when all of them arose and continued the journey, they all had a testimony that they saw something happen. They saw light. But only one person got his name changed from that thing. Many of us can come and see the light, see the drama, see the dancing, see the program, and churches now, God help us. We pastors are very guilty of this thing, Kajetan. We know how to design programs very well. Everything now is about program. But after all the program and the falling down, and we ride, we change. You cannot change until you have seen something and heard something, and handled it. The reason for the appearance and the manifestation is that change must come. And you see, this change issue is not once and permanent. It is progressive.
Yes.
Because the Bible said the path of the righteous is from brighter to brighter to brighter to brighter. So you're always changing. How you were last year as a disciple, as a saint, it must be more than how you were the year before. When I say more, I don't mean more in increase. More in terms of him in you. Because John the Baptist said it now. He said, I didn't tell you people I'm the Christ. I'm not the message. He must increase that I decrease. So, mommy, the way now for you to have been, the idea of you changing is that this year, you have died more this year. To last than last year and than the year before last. And even by the next year, you will even die until there is no part of you remaining.
Yes.
Because the more you die, the more Christ is rising in you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That which we have seen, which we have received, which we have heard, which we have handled, even the word of life, that is what we do. What? Finish it now. Well, you are the one reading. Madam.
Of the word of life.
Of the word of life. So you may hear many words that may not be the word of life.
Yes.
There is all manner of word everywhere now, but until you taste and see, you will not know whether there is life inside. Unfortunately for us now, some of our, before the word go far too much, we change it to come and contribute, come and donate. There is a word of life. That is what we do what? On the word of life, that is what we do what?
For the life was manifested.
Oh, the life was what?
Manifested.
What did he bring them to the mountain to do? He wanted that life to manifest to them. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus must bring you to a place in this your journey where his life becomes manifest. It has gone beyond story. Even if we were born into Christian families and we grew up believing as Christians, it must get to a point where you will use your own eye to see this Jesus, not the one your parents have been telling you.
The life must be manifest. Hallelujah. Yes. And so now we come back to Peter again. The life was manifest, Yakata. But unfortunately, here is the problem. Even when the life is manifesting, too many times we are not careful to sit. He say, be still and know that I am God. Peter was not a still person. If you follow Peter in that way and you are not still, you can spend 30 years in this Christianity and you don't actually know what you are doing. You won't know what you are doing. I saw a guy on the internet today, one ego man. He said he's living Christianity. He said he has spent 48 years being a Christian. In those 48 years, or none of his prayer has been answered. Pertaining to marriage, no answer. Pertaining to his prosperity, no answer. Pertaining to so many things, he started listing it. At the end, he said, even now, he has cancer and is already sick to dying. And he has just looked at the whole thing and he believed that he didn't even understand why he wasted his time as a Christian. That he's advising the rest of you, nobody should waste, you know, nobody should disturb themselves because there is no answer anywhere. And somebody commented under the video, he said, so you spent 38 years on the journey, you missed the whole point.
Oh.
You can spend 50 years as a Christian and miss the whole point.
Yes.
Now, Peter woke up. He saw the manifestation of the glory.
Yeah.
What is the thing? Did he bring himself there? You didn't even, this life you are in, you didn't bring yourself.
Oh.
You were brought. So you must first sit down to understand what the matter is about first. Peter just jumped, as he always does. And Simon that time, he said, it's good that we'll be here. He said, allow us, master, now. Because you see the thing about jumping, one of the people, things to be most careful about yourself, if you are the type of person that you are a people pleaser, you like eye service. Some of it is actually from a place of good because you want to help, you want to put hand in things, but you must, at times it's fair, you must watch the ground first and see how far. Peter jumped, he said, it's good for us to be here. He said, quickly, let us bid monument, anything you want to call it, but the idea is let us build one for Isaiah, for Elijah, let us build one for Moses, and then let us also build one for Jesus. So let us, God didn't bring them to be building monuments, he brought them to see something. Unfortunately, if you build monument there, what he was saying is he would never continue from that point because they will continue to worship that. We are called into a movement, not into any monument issue. Hallelujah. But thank God for God, because the Bible said the cloud just came down. The presence came. Anytime the presence comes, if you are really careful, correction comes.
Sure.
If you are patient enough. And the presence covered them like a cloud. And he heard the voice. He said, be quiet. Abi, how did he tell him? You don't remember the story. He said, be calm, be quiet. He said, all this, it's not about listening to all these ones. This is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. Do what? Hear ye him. Meaning that, Oga, it's not time to talk. It's time to be quiet and sit down and observe. Let him start. It's only when he opened his mouth to begin to talk, you will understand. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That thing is the same thing Absalom did in a way. He did not wait to try to understand the purpose of God in his life and his journey. He will be his own path. That his father was king does not mean he too, God doesn't have plan for his own life. But he began to jump. If only I was the one, I would do like this, I would do that. And in the end, it did not bear fruit. When you jump too much, you can never settle down to take root downward. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You cannot take root downward. And if you don't take root downward, there is no time when you can abide. The key, Jesus told him, he said, look, the key to bear fruit is what? He said, abide in me. Amen. Abide in me, and I in you. And you will what? Bear much fruit.
Mm-hmm.
That was Peter's challenge. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
Now look at it, Absalom. He raised a monument because he did not have children unto himself. This our journey is continuous. It's not something of bust up. You may perch in a place for a season, just like the cloud, the pillar of cloud, will lead them. It will stop in a place for a season, they will camp. But then again, it will move again, they will arise and follow it. And in your life too, that is how the Spirit of God moves in your life, stage to stage. Never get to a point where you can't, you say, you have arrived. That's why Paul said, he said, look, I've not even as I am, I've not even thought that I've attained anything. I press forward onto the mark of the high calling. And even as I am, with all my experience, I still want that I may know him. And the power, there was always a hunger to press in more. Amen. So Absalom raised a monument unto himself. Please continue, sir. I'm sorry to break the flow.
During his lifetime, Absalom had taken a pillar and...
May you leave men behind, no monuments. Men. Jesus didn't leave monument. No one monument was left behind. He left men. Amen. Even when Paul was going, he said, he told Timothy, he said, son Timothy, he said, this thing, this gospel that I've been, which you have seen me live and demonstrate, he said, find men who are faithful and commit it into their hand. See, let me, I can offend us more, please. Forgive me. But we need to talk to ourselves as Christians. The message is not necessarily about, I want to build 500,000 seater auditorium. It's monumental. Now, I didn't say it's wrong to do it, but only do it after you have found faithful men and raised faithful men and committed. The issue is not so much the buildings. The issue is not the structures. The issue is the men. Raise the men, because the men too will continue. Where you finish, you hand the baton. The next man will collect. He will go. He will hand over. He will collect. He will go. It is not about building monument, because the Bible says there's a scripture now, because of time, we will not go so far. He said, every founder is confounded by his own graven image. Have you heard that scripture before? Many times when you begin to run errand, you have not waited to even understand what God has said should be done. You just, oh, I believe I want to please God. Let me quickly raise this structure. The next thing, you begin to mount pressure on men. Contribute. Bring. Hey, you that have not brought your own this month, you will not prosper. Story, we enter. Men will be under pressure. The thing God called them to come and witness, it will change. Their heart will begin to cut. They can even begin to cast God in their heart. Say, this kind of God with you all the time, now demand. This is my beloved son. In whom I am well pleased. Hear ye what? Him. Absalom raised a monument. You will not raise monuments. You will not leave monuments behind. You know what Jesus said? He said, it is good for me that I go, not that I remain.
Yeah.
Understand the matter. He said, it is good for me that I go. Because he understood too that he needed to be with them for a season. But they cannot leave them the same place. You understand? Amen. He met them. He brought them to a point. Amen. But he did not want them to remain at that point forever. Oh, he said, look, my stage and my phase in your own life now has come to a point. I need to go and prepare a place for you. Amen. He said, meanwhile, I will not leave you comfortless. Amen. I will send you the spirits, the helper. And you know the spirit is not stationary. We know. He used to. You understand? Yes. Absalom raised it. It's a very funny comment, but that thing, if you are not careful, you will find that your faith can be coming to a point where you become a monument. And one of the issue where we used to raise monuments at times is when we even, the matter is just coming out. That's not even what I wrote down. But one of the area he's explaining to me now where we can easily build monuments is when you get to a place where you have this expectation of what God wants from you, want from God, and you need for God to do in your life. And you are waiting on him, and you are praying, and you are doing so many things. Whenever God is, you know, God is all wise and all knowing. He knows the timing. He knows what is best. He knows. But because, again, many times our expectations don't always sync with his timing or even what he wants to do. The Bible says more than we even think or hope for. That is the next thing, we reach our place. After some season, we don't see any issue. We just say, okay, Baba, you know what? Until that thing manifests, in a year we go deal. And we're not for yes, now we do it in many ways. You got once you leave, you begin to leave prayer, you begin to leave Bible study. You say, what am I? What's that one even for? After all, I've been begging you since for this matter. I have not even said anything since. You understand? Before you know, you will now, you are becoming monuments there. Your Christianity and your journey with him will be there, like that monument. You see, after all, I've been waiting. After all, you may not use your mouth to say it, but your heart will be saying it. And your actions will begin to reveal after a while, because you understand. Even when God comes, you will tell him before you talk, Baba, see the thing, that thing. How far first? The heart of man. Amen. May God really deliver us from ourselves and from our expectation. Amen. Please, sir, continue.
So, he thought, I have no son to carry on the memory of my name. He named the pillar after himself, and it is called Absalom's monument to this day.
Kajetan's church is his mother's Kajetan's church. If they ask you, Kajetan, in 10 years' time, where is your church? Hope it will not, their church will not be an address. It should be the people that are, because the church in the book of Acts was a moving people. They were all over the place. They say it's the church. That's why, well, even when the angel was writing the letters in the book of Revelation, he said to the church in Ephesus. He said to the church in, so if the address wasn't a fixed point, if you go to Ephesus, you will meet the church. If you come to here, you will meet. If you make sure that the church you are raised, the men, it is the men. Because when you raise the men, they will carry the thing everywhere. Yes. But when you say you want to, God told me that I should
do this.
Before, the problem with that is you may even succeed to build it. You will become a prisoner to that structure if you are not careful. Because to maintain some structure requires money. Service AC alone you will pay. Diesel to run meeting every Sunday is difficult. If you know how much it costs to run Sunday church at times. I told one of my brethren in church and I told him, I said, Pastor, I said, the problem I have with us in this our church is that our budgets, the expenses we spend on entertainment and welcoming people and the show, the, you know, the whole band and the music is more than what we are spending on mission. I asked him. He said, I know, but you know, we support mission. I said, yes. I didn't say we don't support. I'm saying that mission money should be the number one first. Whether we have AC to blow us or not is not material. Let the missionaries have be set. Then we can follow them in the back. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God first.
Hey, now. Because why are we even here, sir? Not before them. Then we just do a token and say, at least, let's just even not be saying, at all, I ain't bad. Make we just do.
He said, now Ahimelech, son of Zadok, said, let me run and take news to the king that the Lord has delivered him from the hand of his enemies. You are not the one to pray to me today.
Today? He didn't say you will not be a news. But today has his own bearer of news. Your own, you have a season and a time appointed. He said, write the vision down. Make it, note it. He said, it may tarry, but wait for it because in due season. Are you getting? So first, why is it the vision? Because you must first see it now. He said, today, you are not the one to take the news. Amen.
Amen.
Continue, sir.
I said, you have called him. You may take the news and other time, but you must not do so today.
Okay, so hold on. Let me fully expatiate on the first point. We're on a journey to deliver a message.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yeah.
And the message is on behalf of the king. Yeah. Hallelujah. Mm. Me and you, we are messengers. The Bible says we are messengers of the good news. Mm. Amen.
Amen.
Romans 1, 16 to 17, if you're writing, write it down just because of time. He said, this message is the power of God unto salvation. That's Romans 1, 16 to 17.
Mm-hmm.
That is what the message is. If you look at Isaiah 52, chapter 7, he says, what again? That blessed is the feet of the man who brings the good tidings. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Romans 1, 16 to 17, Isaiah 52, verse 7. So there is a message to bear. Amen. But the way the message is, you just don't use your mouth to bear the message. You must bear witness. Your whole life becomes the message, the vessel to bear the message. See this chicken trying itself. That dog will eat it last. Amen. If he tastes it, he tastes him by mistake. Now he will change. Isaiah chapter 52, verse 7. And you've read 1 John 1, 1. In fact, just very quickly, because of time, 2 Corinthians 3:18. Quickly open that one. He said, let me now bear the news. Ahimaaz began to tell him. He said, let me bear the news. Let me go and quickly tell the king. He was the son of Zadok. Zadok was a priest in Israel. He was in the lineage of the priesthood and all that. Now there was occasion have happened. Pattern has changed. The phase has changed now. He said, oh, let me quickly go and carry this news to the king. Thank God for Joab, the general. Here is one thing in this journey. Even though this journey is an individual race, which we'll get to. But let me say something. You cannot run this journey without being sent. Sometimes we live as Christians, and one of the things, some of our Christians here, and all of us have had this phase in our life, we are not accountable to anybody. You see this journey of Christianity? There must be somebody that you are accountable to. The way the structure of the church and the body of Christ is built, if you are in the body, you must be connected. Whether your part is in the leg or in the hand or in the ear, you cannot just see ear walking down the street by itself. It must belong to the body.
Yes.
And that means it has a function and an assignment it has been given to carry out in that body, a contribution to make from it, and also something to draw from the body. Amen.
Amen.
But too many times, instead of finding our place and our season, we want to assign what we like to ourselves. Say, let me also now run. Okay, look at the body of Christ. All of us that are here, we know. How many times do you pass now and see poster that will say, "Oh, teacher John, we are doing a Bible study, 12 to 2, every Wednesday." You don't see those days. You used to see things like that. Now you don't see it again. I've never seen any big board anywhere calling anybody teacher. Nobody calls and says, "Yeah, God, it's not sexy." Nobody is looking for any teacher now. Nobody is interested. So if you call yourself a teacher outside there, you will not sell markets. Amen.
Amen.
But the Bible tells us that Holy Spirit has distributed these gifts. To some gave he this, to some gave he this. So how is it that all of us have now left teacher now? And we have entered into prophet. Everybody is prophet everywhere. Everybody. And that some people's own has even multiplied. He's apostle bishop. Prophet John. Which one is it? I was in Gwaripa the other day. I saw a billboard. He said, financial apostle.
Yeah.
I was confused. He said, let me even, bring, I will bring the picture for you. He said, financial apostle. I have to take the picture and send to Rebecca. I said, please, maybe I've not been in this journey long. Let me explain this one. Because when they were talking about apostles, we even know that the apostles were in plenty. They were 12 now. And even when one, the Bible said, Jesus said, he said, Peter, when they were all praying together before the day of Pentecost, he told them, he said, this guy that is that betrayed Jesus, Judas, he collected his own portion. But in the end, he abandoned his portion and he betrayed Jesus. He said, so let's not leave this thing because 12 is the number of authority.
Yes.
He said, let us pray so that we may replace him in this thing and choose between one of these two.
Yeah.
So even the apostleship thing was not something that was, Jesus didn't hand it out like pure water, up and down. But now men will arise and just give themselves a financial apostle. It's a message. It's telling you something. Because that thing is a hook. It's a fish hook. If you two have longer throats and there is what you are looking for, you will be there on Sunday.
Sure.
Sharp, sharp, sharp.
Sure.
And then, so when people begin to say, you know, all these men of God, I say no. The fault is not just the men of God. It is the people too.
That are looking for.
Because you will find who your heart is looking for. I never, in fact, the thing, every day, new system. Amen. He said, let me now also run. This is what happens when men don't sit down and take time to look. They begin to give themselves the title and the message and the everything. And then in the end, they will raise monuments because anything that is not of Christ, we stand in one place, it will not move forward. And unfortunately, if you gather yourself under such people, you will remain in that place.
Yes.
You may look like there's a lot of activity, but the day Jesus will visit your fig tree, hungry for fruit, all he will see is but leaves only. But leaves. So some people can be operating under the curse of God because they left the main thing and they started attending to their matter. Haggai chapter, is it not chapter 2? Where he says, is it time for you people to sit in your sealed houses while this house of the Lord lies in ruins? He said, consider your ways. He said, go up the mountain, gather wood, and come and build this house, that I, the Lord, may come and take pleasure in it. Israel left the business of the temple and the kingdom, and they ran after their own matter. And at the end, the Bible, do you know what he said to them? He said, you are like a people that you are walking, but you have holes in your bag and your pocket. You will gather. But there are holes. It will, in the end, all the effort and time and your pursuits will not bring anything that is tangible to show that you really put sweat. May God not be your enemy.
Amen.
Because you see, if God is your enemy, if he's standing in your way, nobody can deliver you. And you know, God, you cannot beg him like that until you change your mind. Mm. That is what repentance is. Mm. Hallelujah. Let me now also run. He said, my son. He said, no. He said, you will not bear the news today.
Mm.
It is not today. You will say, he's not saying you are not a bearer of news. Mm. He is just saying that it is not your own time. Come now, come and enter. Here. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Continue, sir. You want me to sit down for you?
No.
I'm just looking for your trouble. So, yeah. Continue.
You must not do so today because the king's son is dead.
Oh, do you know why? Because the king's son is dead. Here is the issue. The message is not what you carry anyhow ordinary. 2 Samuel 18. It's not just something you use. You see this gospel matter. What's that song? He said, if you ask me, now who I go ask? He said, the matter is baby, so I heavy for man. The gospel is heavy in the mouth. It's not ordinary, though as much as it's light, but no be waiting that they take any our hand carry on. You know they take any our mouth, carry that message. Because even that message can kill you on the road if you are not careful. Amen. Yeah. He said, look, you are still a messenger. Oh God, nobody is disqualifying you. But
today,
I am the general. I know who is fit for what.
Mm.
It is me that know who will give you what the day you are ready.
Mm.
Person will put you for fire and I know when you're done.
That's
right. Say, wait, guy, calm down. Not be your time first. Make I as another person matter. And the point I was trying to make there is you have to be a man under authority.
Mm.
If you are here in our midst as we are, as disciples, as brethren in the Lord, it is not enough for you to say I'm a member of Soso Church.
Mm.
The question is, whatever church you are in, are you under authority? Is there somebody in that church or in the body of Christ that you are accountable to on some level? I use that thing as a test of discipleship. There must be somebody who has a role to play in your life that at least can call you to order if he sees you going out of point. Or that God can even report you to and say, go and meet your brother and tell him that he should drop that in his that matter. The way the world has come now, nobody wants to be. That's why some of us like some of big churches, because everybody just enter, wear your cloth, do your dance, play your distance, and go. Nobody will ask you any question. Nobody know where you are coming from. Nobody know where you are going. Because we don't like to be accountable to each other. You see this journey, you cannot become like Christ until there is accountability in your life. That is why Jesus brought them together in a structure and put them in that way. If you go to, because of time, we will not go there, but Songs of Solomon chapter 3. He says something. He says, we have a little sister. She has no breast. What shall we do in the day she's spoken of? He said, in the day she's spoken of, if she is a wall, we will build upon her. If she is a door, we will do this. The point is that in this journey, even though it is an individual race, but in that time when you are still waiting, there are people who are like this, who have gone ahead of you. There are people who are near you on the side. So at the same time, you are drinking water from somebody. You are also giving water to another. The way the living water flows is like that. You will drink, receive, be refreshed, and still flow it to another person. There is no solo bar solo in this matter. As you are now as a Christian, there must be somebody that God has placed in your life who gives you water, the word, you know, the higher things. And there must also be somebody in your life that you are also giving this. You know, the Bible said, he prepared the table before me. Do you know one of the reasons of the table? The idea or part of one of the things that happens on the table is that when the bread is being broken, crumbs will fall from it. Amen. He said, he told that woman, he said, see, this bread on the table is for the children. It's not for dogs. Amen. He said, it's not for dogs, it's for the children. The woman told him, he said, yes, I agree. But master, even the dogs, they do eat the crumbs that fall. So there must be a place you are in this your journey where Christ has a role to play in your life through somebody and is giving you the word directly and indirectly. Amen. See, you say it's not your time to run yet. Are you running without instruction? Are you running without a lead? Are you running without a pattern? Say it's not your time. Wait first. You will run. You will still run, but when it is your time. Amen.
Amen.
Many of us young pastors have started ministries because our fathers in the Lord, quote unquote, have treated us in the way we didn't like, and we ran quickly and went to go and start our own, or we were too eager. And you know, unfortunately, this whole idea of discipleship, of mentorship in the body, has been abused, because fathers too have turned children into slaves that are serving them personally, you know, and those kind of things. Some of them, there is one right now that they just finished marrying this last year with our sister. They married, finished. The father told the sister, the young man now, that he cannot go to work. God has called him to be his personal PA. So that is his calling. Let him be there together. Can he be the PA to the man? Yes. But did that mean he will not work and feed his family? That one is still, that battle is still on now, because him and the wife agree how they will do the thing, how they will do. So now the whole matter of feeding of the family now is falling on the wife. And I know there are seasons that these things come like that. But not because the guy isn't willing or able, because he has been told, he says, "Sister, you're not going to, you will serve me." God will always give you somebody that you will serve. Agreed. Because you see, in serving somebody, you have the opportunity to learn long suffering, to learn patience, to learn humility and all. When you see somebody who doesn't have anybody that is serving on some level, may not be a humble person. So you will have somebody whose work is there. But you too, when you are doing it, that's what Paul said when he told them. He said, "Look, follow me, but as I follow Christ." So in serving the person, serve the person as unto the Lord, not because of any other matter. And so you had Joab here trying to align the life of the young man to say, "Guy, even though God has actually called you, this, your eagerness is not according to the divine timing. Sit down first, still wait, because you have not seen anything yet." Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Anything you bet, is explaining to me in my heart now. All this one I didn't write, but anything you bet out of rebellion cannot bring glory to God. I don't know how he's just saying that in my heart. Anything you bet from a place of rebellion, I know, well, are you my father? Maybe they tell me that one. Even as you hear God, now so me too at the ear. And you go, boop, 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 boop. It cannot bring glory to God. Because God does not join you in error. If you build the structure up to level 7, and then you now pray, "Oh, that Ishmael might live before me, Baba, come and bless this thing." If God should visit the thing, the greatest blessing he will do for you is to collapse it first to foundation level and start again. I've discovered that God does not come and build an error with you. Amen. Hey, he said, "Baba, but this man, it was my husband." And you know, he said, "I know, he's not my husband actually. I will leave him so that I will go and marry the one God said for me." God says, "Stay there." Because the covenant is a covenant. And this and that. Yes, we agree there are some things. Marriage is a tricky matter a bit. Do you get? But sometimes we jump before we really wait to hear the matter. And then when we begin to face the heat, the next thing is to begin to find where to jump to the next place again. And before, after 7 years, you have jump, there is just no record of your history. So that is why it's also good to have somebody, a Joab in your life, who is there to say, "Guy, but may that Joab be somebody who has the Spirit of the Lord. May he have wisdom, or her. May he have discernment. May he be the person that is like a shepherd who watches the flocks by night and cries on your behalf." There are people that, if God really loves you, he gives you people that will cry, that are crying in the corner when you don't even know. That's why there was a heavy trouble I came into my life, where Satan came to my room to deal. Physically was there. Do you know what helped me in that matter? A week and a half before that time, 2 weeks before that time, the Spirit of the Lord had been ministering to one of my senior sisters in Christ and as a family member, and was waking her from bed to say, "Arise, pray for Wale." She said, "Wale, what am I praying for Wale for?" And give me that. He said, "See, only thing you need to know is this verse. Open the verse. What is the verse? Peter, Satan has asked to shift you, but I have prayed for you." And so that was the point. She continued to pray. Satan came kuro physical. In fact, when he entered, that day, the setting was longer. I won't use time to do. But the longer and short of the story is, when I actually thought it was Jesus. Because a few times when I've seen the Lord, that is the form that I've seen him in, that the manifestation. So he came disguised in that form. And it was not in the threat. It was like an uncle that knew me very well. Because it took time to take me through my life step by step. And as for everything he was telling me, I was seeing the video was playing and I was experiencing everything. He took me from my bed till that point. After all the taking, with everything he would take me and tell me, that thing we entered, it took me. I'm not a good person, I'm terrible. I saw all the bad things, the people I have betrayed, people I have done this from, things I have stolen, things I have done that are not. At the end of it, he didn't condemn me, but he was waiting for me after all the assessment to use my mouth now to say, that was what he was waiting for. And you know, if the Lord had not helped me, I would have made a pronouncement and that would have been the end. Because for everything he told me, I was sinking into the ground. My soul was going down like this. It got to a point, the next thing, a voice walked into the room. I understood when Genesis chapter 1 said the voice of the Lord came in the cool of the evening. I understood it that day. Because the voice entered the room like a husband's body. And all he said was, there is therefore now no condemnation to them who are in Christ. And the minute he said that thing, light was everywhere. I turned to look for the man that came. He wasn't there. And then strength came. I began to recover. That matter started because I went somewhere he didn't send me. Out of sentiment to go and help somebody in a matter. Immediately I entered the room. The spirits in the room, they spoke. They said, man of God, hope you know you're outside your jurisdiction. Clear, they told me. And this is what we are talking about sending. You can, if you send yourself without being sent, there is no backing for you. It's only mercy that can deliver you if you run into trap. Amen.
Amen.
But the point I'm making there is, there was somebody who was crying for me somewhere. And if you too, as part of the body, there are times when the Lord too will wake you up and say, cry for so person. That is what it means to be part of the body. Let's go forward, sir.
Then Joab says to the Cushite.
To the Cushite.
Go.
Go.
Tell the king what you have seen. The Cushites bow down.
Sir, point number two. What did he do? Mommy, he told him, he said what? Go. Did he say go to the first one? He said wait.
Wait.
To this one, he said go.
Go.
There are seasons in your life when the Lord will say wait. There are seasons he will still say go. But to this one, he told wait, is not your time. The other one, he said go. Now, two of you can be like this as brothers in the Lord. Suddenly, there is breakout. Things happen. Both of you are praying. Both of you are worshiping. Both of you are following the Lord, encouraging each other. Suddenly, you know, prosperity and breakthrough comes for this one. Boah! And then your own is not showing like that. The temptation of the enemy is to look at him and say, ah, how did he get two heads? How is his own? What do you understand? Before you know, if you are not careful, jealousy will begin to enter inside. Before you know, you begin to have bitterness. Before you know. But all that happened there was simply, you go, wait. But because we don't lack discernment sometimes, or we are not broken enough, we misread these things. Oh, that one, I know somebody that best friends. This one got married before her. She had a lot of failed attempts at marriage and all. But after this one got married, not after up to 3 months after the marriage, this one fired arrow at this one. It's not something that I saw the matter. And all of it was what provoked it. Don't measure yourself by anybody. God's pattern for everybody is unique. God's vision for all of us. You see, the rainbow has how many colors? Seven, multiple. But when you add those colors together, it amounts to one, white. The glory of God is brought out forth in variation. And so how your own is going may follow like this and follow like this. In the end, God is to show the wisdom of himself that he can maneuver your own life and maneuver your life and maneuver your life and maneuver your life. And all of it will bring glory in different ways at the end of the day. And all of it at the end of the day will still come back. All of us will stand in awe and say, ah, how were you able to bring out something from me like this in this condition? This one too will be there. In the end, all of us will say, you know what, this thing is more than us. Baba, we glorify you. Onokomo Boja, Yoruba people say. So wait, you go. That was to the Cushite. Continue, sir.
So the Cushites bowed down before Joab and ran off.
Did you notice something? He didn't argue.
Just continue.
Do you know when you are a messenger? How is it that you know one thing about messenger you want to send? Let's even use our children as example. If you have messenger, one of the things you will notice about messenger is they are around, they are not far. So that when you need them, you don't need to start shouting, hey, Kola, Kunle, where are you? That's what happened to Adam. When God came to send him the next message, he didn't fight. He said, Adam, where are you? The idea of you being a messenger is be around. Be in the area, and because that is what it means to be waiting on the Lord. You are there at his beck and call. Be around him in prayer, in Bible study, in just be, make yourself available. Are you getting? Because a time will suddenly come, and you don't know the time when he will just arise and call you and say, "Ah, my son, come, my daughter, oh yeah, come." How many times have people missed the time of their visitation because we are not patient, because we got distracted somewhere, because one thing. The Kushai was there. All this one, the Tahimas has been talking since, so you have not even heard this one say anything. He only came out and said, he bowed himself and he began. He said, go and tell the king this matter. You see this issue of silence. If you are not silent and in a waiting season at times, even in prayer, all the time, prayer is not what we think. Years back, I remember waking up to pray in the morning, and I began, oh, chaka, chaka, wah, wah. And I knew that my prayer wasn't going, because there are times you are praying, you know, this thing is not connecting, you know. I thought, let me put it like here too. I hit it, wah. I said, oh, quack, 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 quack. I still knew in my heart. But I thought it's by putting more ginger inside. See this prayer matter, it's not by noise. Oh. No. I thought by putting more ginger. As I put the ginger momo, I heard the voice of the Lord. He said, Mechonu. That's why he said, come on, be silent there. I said, ah. He said, the last how many months you come to this prayer time, you will talk. Wow, you have been talking since. He said, when will I have chance to say my own? That's what he asked me. He said, what have you even heard so far? He said, your talk is too much. I said, ah, Baba. But he said, come on, sit down. Go and carry around paper and sit down. He said, for the next 3 months, don't ask for anything. Carry your Bible and paper, sit down, and let me talk. Prayer is not... Prayer is talk quiet with... Here, answer back. Wait for him. He too, after considering, we answer back again. That is prayer. Now, Basbus. At times, if you rise in the morning to pray, you may not... Sometimes you wake up without anything. Sometimes it's like that is good. Yeah. Only thing you do is sit down, worship. If that worship will bring you to a place of focus. He said, Lord, what the master? What do you have for me? He can give you Luke chapter 1, verse 7. You bring it out. You say, okay. That Luke chapter 1, verse 7 is not even for you. It's for brother Timothy. Pray for him first. Yeah, that brother Timothy, you pray Luke 1, 7 for that morning. You have achieved more than 3.5 hours of somersault. Because that this one was the fruitful one. Because it was given by revelation. I'm not saying you shouldn't have prayer points and things, but understand that the main thing first is to listen, communicate here. One of the things all of us used to fall trap into, like this our brother here now in this Bible, is that when we pray, we just quickly say, hey, my Lord, hey, stand up. After we say, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love God. We stand up and go. After we have finished the prayer, we don't often wait to even 5 minutes to hear what he is saying. You can be standing and say, he wants to answer you, but you have already stood up to be going. I know the rush of work, the rush of bedtime, the rush. If it's like that, here's what you don't do. You don't rise up and close the prayer. Prayer can continue with you. As you are bathing, you can be talking. As you enter bus, you can be doing the prayer. At a point, just make yourself available. He may not answer you at 7, he may answer you at 2:30. But he will answer. But you see, we are programming such that unless you come open mouth, God doesn't talk the way we used to talk. I'm digressing a lot, but the point I'm making there again is, from even a small thing like this, this man has already started missing God. Meanwhile, the one that was silent since and waited, he got the instruction clear. And what did he do? He bowed. And he began to run with the message. Take us on, sir.
So, to say, him as son of Zadok, again said to Joab, come, what may please... What may please?
What version are you reading?
I'm reading
King James.
New King James.
Okay, fire on.
Okay. He said, please, let me run behind the Cushites. But Joab replied, my son, why do you want to go? You don't have any news.
To bear.
Will bring you a reward.
Okay, listen. There is news that brings reward and news that doesn't bring reward. I like the way your version put it. Give me another version. There is news that brings reward.
Then said,
and there is news that will be empty. You can be a messenger who is not a witness. You can be a messenger well, don't witness anything. No.
Yes.
But you can. The best thing is to be a messenger and a witness. You will see when Paul himself, when he met him on the way, he didn't just send him and say, you're going to open church and start ministry. He took him, and Ananias had to come and open his eye first. That opening of eye was discipleship. So that the blindness that the Lord brought on him, his eye may open to know truth first. After that period, season of discipleship, he took him to Saudi Asia. I think 13 years, 15 years, how many years? He used so many years there. Nobody heard his voice or his name. There is a time, before you can be a messenger, there must be a time of hiding. Nobody to jump outside. Baba is not interested in your popularity and your name going far. The fact that you saw Jesus today does not mean you should enter ministry tomorrow and touch out. You are not the first to see Jesus. You will not be the last. Even that Jesus that you saw today, you will still see him many more times if you are patient. Yes. But too many times we get one revelation. Check out, we have opened. And you know, internet, YouTube now, everybody's online. I just quickly opened church. I saw Jesus yesterday. He said, I've already said. But the picture is not complete. Maybe he just told you A, B, but C, D, E is still remaining. He said, let me now also run. He said, my brother, he said, my son. He said, why will you run? You have not witnessed anything. Because for you to witness, you must sit down. What is the pattern? Sit down before you stand, before you begin to walk. If you start running before you have sat, you will knock, your head goes scatter ground last. Because you have not sat down to understand the pattern. That's what those men were doing when they say, in the name of Jesus that Paul preaches. We say, come on, get out. He said, Paul, we know Paul, we know them in the place of where they were, they were introduced. We know them because they were introduced. Yes. God does not introduce people he has not first cooked inside. You can introduce yourself, but it's not God that introduced you. You will know men God introduced because he has cooked them very well. Our sisters, they went to Ogoni land to go and do outreach. The first one that the Lord told them, okay, come and go on to Ogoni land and go and do this outreach. They went and were doing the first outreach. And the thing was very tough. Everybody was just looking at them in the market like this. Nobody answered them. Because people have come before them very well. And that place is later now, when they did the thing up to a point, people started coming out small, small. One came, two, before you know, they started gathering. It's later, one mommy was telling them, say, ah, see, people try. You see, everybody that have come to this, our market, to hold the outreach, now rain, they take drive them last week. All of them, no one, we rain never push it. You see, now be the first set where we see, we rain no drive now. Now it make us now, say we begin come, make we even hear waiting and want talk, because we know ourselves for here. Oh, hard, I should tell them, we know ourselves for here. They know the men in the corner that used to hold it in. When you begin to mount your speaker and everything, they don't come again. They say, okay, they go inside, they blow the thing. The next thing you see, cloud will come. Hua, thunder. Hua, everybody will carry this around. They say, I'll be the first one wearing never drive. He say, so that one self don't make us say, you feel like say, you get waiting for long now, come, we pass. So maybe we hear waiting now, what else? See, this was just last month. And then while that was on, one young man now came out. He brought one bag like this. He came to our sister that was leading them, Favor.
Yes, sir.
I think you've met Favor once before. The Lord said, I should tell you. He was told me why people were preaching. I was in your preaching. That I should give you people this thing. Brought the bag. Bundles. Brand new notes. As a blessing and a gift. Meanwhile, the Ogoni land they came, it's not like they had complete transport to go back. God is very funny in message. Because even in the message, there is a test.
Sure.
You, the messenger, gone, you will be tested. And they are saying, they brought transports. Thank God she has been somebody who sat down already. Somebody who sits down doesn't jump at every offer that comes. She went inside and looked, and she said, the Lord told her, he said, you see this boy? He said, Yahoo boy. See the sacrifice, see. See the purpose. They want to defile. When the enemy, like Chambalat and Tobiah, when they see you building, they first come and try offer to build the two first. It's always the first offer. They must join you. Do you know why they want to join you? As they are building the house, they will build one corner door. So that when they are ready, in maybe 10 years' time, they have the key. They will come and open it in the back and enter. They will collapse your structure. She said, she told him, she said, my brother, thank you, we appreciate, but we don't used to collect. The guy got angry, began to para. Now by force to collect. Do you understand? Mm. When he sent the young man as he was going, he gave him instruction. Mm. He said, greet no one on the way. Mm. The old prophet came and said, my son, wait till they talk where we never talked before. Mm. Nobody's saying God, we mad on Siam. We are also his servants. Mm. Enter, let's eat first. Mm. I was in Delta doing meeting, and the hand of the Lord was moving great and all. And after the meeting, the young man came out. I've noticed the pattern. They must always want to offer you money. Mm-hmm. Mm. If you bring plantain, the one we did in Buhari somewhere, we did one crusade. They went and brought yam. They brought plantain. Mm-hmm. Yes, we know because we're happy to join you people in that. All of us, we sit down and cook and eat. It's part of breaking bread. Mm-hmm. Even then, only led by the Lord. Mm-hmm. But this young man came and met me. As I came down from altar, he greeted me very well. And, you know, the way we are. See, before you go on message, you must melt, because if there is pride inside you, that's where they will start. They say, man of God, that power was too much. God is so powerful in your life. You know what he's doing? He's toasting that thing inside. Because if he's there, that's the door that we used to enter you first. He said, meanwhile, the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me. He said, I should give you this thing. And he gave me bundles. I told him, I looked at him. I told him, I said, brother, you heard the Lord. He said, yes, sir. That is what the Lord told me. I said, let me ask the Lord. So me too, I did like I'm closing my eyes. I can see the Baba said that okay, wait first. Pastor of the church, who are the two oldest widows in this church? Mm-hmm. Say, okay, go and call Mama peace. Go and call Mama this one. They came. I said, Mommy, this morning the Lord made arrangement for you people to have it. So please give the money to them. The boy got annoyed. Heavy vex. I said, should you say you have given me? Mm-hmm. No problem. Oh, yeah, it's for the widows. I'm just a channel of the thing now. Mm-hmm. Do you know what they wanted to do? Mm-hmm. They wanted to begin to sow seed and follow me. You see that thing? Once I eat it longer, throat will start to come. Mm-hmm. It will, 10 years time, message will change. Mm-hmm. That is how it starts. Mm-hmm. But if you don't sit down, you will not understand the pattern the enemy used to come. And they can challenge the message in the way. They will join you in the message. And so as you are going, the next thing, they'll begin to water down. Did God really say that if you eat the fruit, you will not? Doesn't he know that you will become like him? If you gather 200,000 members now, will God not be happy? Meanwhile, God sent you to enter village. Go to Kuchikau and go and preach. Nobody, everybody God call. He called him inside Abuja. He called inside Lagos. He called him. How many people did God call and send to Adamawa? How many of you have no guest vision to enter village?
Nobody go to.
And that's the problem now. Is it that God has forgotten those ones and he's not interested again? But any young man, we went to go and preach for young men and we gathered them. He said, I've received revelation. I said, where? He said, I must build in Abuja. I said, okay, we have too many churches in Abuja. Abuja doesn't need church again. Lagos, man, my street in Lagos, we have almost 15 churches on my streets. What is it now? Go to Ilani, there is need. Go to Benue, there is need. Go inside some kind of hinterland. No, there nobody's called used to. You see, when messenger send himself, he will give himself the destination. So why will you now go when you don't have a message to be here? If you run with message that God did not give you, he is not obliged to reward you. Abraham carried something that God didn't give him by the help of his wife. He now came and said, oh, that Ishmael, that he may live before you. God said, okay, it's okay. You are my servant, I love you, but me and you did not have agreement on this Ishmael. It's Isaac we are waiting for. You will either run with Ishmael ministry or you will run with Isaac ministry. Choose. Hallelujah. Continue, sir. Verse what now?
Verse 23. He said, come, what may I want to run? So Joab said, run. Then, I started from 23. He said, come, what may I want to run? So Joab said, run. Then, Ahimaaz ran by way.
Another version in that place says, okay, run. Okay, run is different from go. The first one was perfect will. The second one was according to permissive will. It is best to follow God the first thing he tells you. Don't try and bend him. If you bend him, what you follow? Somebody was going to die one time. I cry. I said, Baba, this person. I said, yeah. He said, let him go. He said, I'm the one that want to take him. It's time. I said, no. I said, if you do like that. I even tried to manipulate God inside the matter and brought emotions inside. He said, I told you beforehand that this guy was going to go, and I sent you to him to warn him. Mm. You went and warned him. He said, he didn't change. He said, time is finished. He's going. I said, no. Give him more time. I cry. Later, Baba said, it's okay. He will have more time, but I say, and he has changed now. He say he changed the change of soul. 50% change is equal to zero. 50% obedience is how he put it, is no obedience. That thing I did, I came after the man resurrected and everything got himself and all. I began to tell the man, I say, the man began to tell me, I know it's God that delivered me from this thing and brought me back. And I say, Oga, it's not about the celebration, it's about how you live your life from now. He said, okay, what do you suggest? I said, see, you will begin to make peace in some things with some people and like this. The answer he gave me, I heard the voice clear. He said, this, see the person that you say is going to, that is changing. See. 10 years passed from that day. I regretted ever praying that prayer. Because the man became the number one enemy in my life. He dealt with me shaggy. He really dealt. And could I go to Baba and cry now? I said, take away this thorn from my flesh. He really became the thorn in my flesh very well. Oga, when I was by myself removing him, now you say make an ogo. So he day now. Now you okay, now you want me to remove him now. Okay, now run. And he began to run. Continue, sir.
Then amazed, run by way of the plan.
And you know when you send yourself, understand this matter. People who do not wait and be patient to get the vision, they will always take the easy road. And he must run by the way of the plane. Shortcut must come, my brother. God bless you. Compromise must come. Because when you haven't got the vision yet, you will begin to imagine how to quickly join the matter and help God inside the thing. He ran by the way of the plane. He thought it was a race against the other guy. He didn't understand that. You see, even though me and you are in a race in this life, we are not on the same race. Our expectation is different. Our matter is different. Our timing is different. When they say you, they release you to run. There's a season to release me to run. There's a season two to release him to run like that. All the rest of them need to do is be watching the man that want to release them and be understanding the matter. If you send somebody, your children, one of the benefits of sending your child on errand, if you notice your children when you send them errand, not only is it about the message, they understand the messenger. So if they reach there now and you say, oh, go and meet mommy Tope, and mommy Tope say you should collect a certain from her hand and tell her like this. If mommy Tope, she reach mommy Tope now, mommy Tope ask him question, he will still know how to respond because he knows the character of his mother. Those days, they used to send people to my house, my other friends who were on our street with us. My mother was from Delta, a very strong woman. When you misfire very well and you misbehave and you can't, your mother can't handle you, they will send you to my house. Go and meet Mama Wale. Tell her that she should give you that magi that is in that magi in that. You two will form mugu. You will come to my house and tell my mother, mommy says, you greet her. She will greet you very well. Why did you say, mommy says, she will let her magi. Are you sure? You say, yes, the magi now. That one, he said, yeah, come like this. Let me show you. If you understood the messenger from beginning, you would not have, you understand? Many times, you see, the message is not just about the message. It's about understanding. There is a letter of the message and there is a spirit of the message. The letter of the message killeth, but the spirit of it is what giveth life. Amen. There is a letter of the message. There is a spirit of the message. You say, okay, now also you run. Continue, sir. Let's round it up.
So we say, where David was sitting between the inner and outer gate, the watchman went up to the roof of the gateway by the wall. As he looked...
Let me say something. Okay. Because of time. Or very quickly, rather. You see this race, even though you are running that individual race, you are not running it in vacuum. You are under observation. Angels are watching you. People, Bible says there is a great cloud of witnesses. That's what the scriptures say. There's a word that talked about Jacob. He arose, he was going his way. He said, while he was going on his way, the angels of the Lord, they met him. There are some kind of marathon you will see them running, like, or cycling people, when you watch TV at times. You will see them doing the running, you know, but you will see the car is driving behind them with all the materials, the water and all, is a support vehicle. This race, when you run it, God sends you. He doesn't send you empty. He sends a support vehicle with you. Time to time, when they see that your strength is coming down, they will water you. Jesus was sent. The Bible said the Spirit of the Lord led him up of the mountain to be tested of the devil. But while the test was on and on, as he was passing the test, the strength has gone low. The Bible says, as the Satan departed from him, the angel of the Lord came and they ministered to him. You see, one sign that you have been sent by him is that the support system needed for you to complete that journey will be there with you. He knows when to water you. He knows when to refresh you. He even knows when you begin to go out of the way. He have what he will use to draw you again. He said, come on, that's not the direction like this. You get seasons. So God doesn't utterly abandon you. He gave you his promise. He said, I will never leave you, neither will I ever forsake you. So he's before you. He's behind you. He's at your side. He's everywhere. You are running, but he's there with you. Amen.
Amen.
You see, so he was on the roof. He was watching. Today, you are still under observation. God has not taken his eye from you. And I think that should actually encourage you. Because he's not looking at you to punish you. He's not looking at you to say, he's looking at you to encourage you. So my son, come, you're almost done. You keep pressing, keep pressing. Next phase, let's go. Peter, Paul said, he said, after we had put that scripture, we obtained it. I continued. How did they put that scripture?
He said, we continued.
There was a way. He said, Paul now. Oh, okay. I've forgotten, but no wala. This is the same Paul who said, I died in.
After obtain from the Lord.
Lord, and we continue. Something like that. So the faith, the journey, the message, the race has face to face. There are checkpoints, and at each checkpoint, there's opportunity for refreshing and strengthening and gear for the next dimension. Even that dream you were seeing about writing letter, it's pointing to your checkpoint. There's a checkpoint. It's a time of lifting. That is why you are seeing that matter. So the report must be given.
I haven't therefore obtained help from the Lord.
Why continued?
I continue to this day. Witness to the small and the great.
Hallelujah. Mm. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are rounding up now. But I hope you are getting the matter. So the king was watching with his watchman. They are watchmen. You, man, you are a watchman too. Just as I am a watchman, all of us. And you know the beauty of watchmen is that you see this journey. As you are, I'm a watchman with you, and you are a watchman with me. Thank God, like this man now, we are so close and all. He's one of the few people I know in my life that when I begin to reach a point, one of the things that we've lost in the body of Christ is that we don't seem to do much. Jesus told his disciples, he said, confess your sins one to another. How many times have you come? Who did you confess your sins to last? Many of us, we just go into our prayer, Papa, forgive me my sins. But we don't confess it to any other person. Do you know why? Because we don't want them to know. Anyway, people's character are bad because sometimes when they know the matter, they will use that thing now to come and wound you again later. But if you are wise, you will let the Spirit of the Lord surround you with people of the same spirit. Sometimes when the temptation is high for me and the pressure is much, because there's none of us that is not facing it. I call my brother and say, guy, are you? Let me come. I will just find an excuse to be around this man. I say, bro, see you. See where this matter they enter. See my CTC. He again. Not two things that will happen. One, if he needs to correct me right there, he'll begin to warn me. But the more important part is that when I've left, he will still lift me up in his closet and say, Father, please, oh, because I'd let him know for. Do you understand? And so me too, I'm crying for him. It is how the thing is. We have left that confessing sin to one another. At least those days, Catholic even had it better than us because we used to confess to Father all the time. Pentecostal, there is no confession to anybody again. I don't understand. Those days when Father see me and my brother entering, used to almost, if he can hide himself, he will hide himself, because our problem was too much. Every 2 days, we are there to confess another one again. He said, he looked at us one day, he said, the last assignment I gave you, we were not, he said, oh, you go man like that. And you know when the man wanted to weaken us very well, the man wanted to weaken me, I have rosary that time. He said, go and say Hail Mary 552 times. His heart was that I will use the next 1 month to be saying that, so that he will be free. He did not reach another 7 days. I was back again with another matter. I said, Father, I said, hallelujah. You see, this is our God. He's a very patient God, because Father God is too wonderful.
God,
small time, you know, Father, he invited me to come and become altar boy in the church because he was hoping that by the time I will begin to change my mind. We reach out that boy, matter finished. We start tasting the wine. We say, hey! Hallelujah. Confess your sins one to one. One of the greatest gifts God can give to you is give you somebody you can confess your sin to. You, God has blessed you by giving you a brother. Look at, Paul was surrounded by brothers indeed. He had Peter, yeah, he had Paul, he had Timothy, he had Silas. Even when he too was down, Silas was there to lift him. He said, Paul and Silas, they prayed. They sang. It's not just prayer and singing. They confess to one another from time to time. He says, Silas, here, the matter don't tire me, or he too is trained like that. Some of us don't have anybody to talk to again. And in churches, unfortunately, we built a culture where we don't even trust ourselves. Because you have seen in fellowships where you trusted this person, the next thing, the next meeting, or somebody they trusted and confessed to, the next meeting, enter spirit and began to prophesy. Yeah. I saw the temptation coming. Not be waiting to see you. Now waiting her brother tell her. Live drama in our front like this. All in the name of, I want you people to see me as I, you want to expose our style to. You know? And why, when that one, the nature she landed her own boy, that other sister, Susuda, she said, Kamash, we turned the house of God, they said, into show. Thank God for my man of God, he was a very discerning man. When they finished, they told us, stop, you come and meet that. Let us talk. Because by which spirit did you speak that matter? May God give you fellows indeed. You know when the Bible in the New Testament they introduce people, he wrote a letter, he said, our brother, our sister. I commend unto you, what's her name again? Phoebe, our sister. Are you a commendable person? In the body of Christ, are you commendable? Are you commendable in the sense that they know that this message has been committed to you, you have not changed it on the way? This message, or are you commendable in the fact that they know, see, your brothers in church, you know your weaknesses and your strengths. Because all of us are living a Christianity where all of us are super strong and all of us, nobody has any weakness anywhere. Mommy, all of us are inside though he's, you are affected, I'm affected. All of us must change. All of us must repent. It's just how it is. Husband and wife should be able to confess their sins one to another. How many husband and wife are confessing their sins one to another? If you have any nearest runner with you, it's your wife, it's your husband. But these days, husband is running like this, wife is running like this. A lot of times, what causes that thing is even bad advice. Bad counsel. Amen. Let's finish.
So, the watchman called out to the king and reported it. The king said, if he is alone, he must have good news. And the man came closer and closer. Then the watchman saw an other man running. And he called down to the gatekeeper, look, an older man running alone. The king said, he must be bringing good news
as well.
The watchman said, it seems to me that
the running of the first.
It seems to me that the first one run.
Everybody say the first one.
First one.
The first one is not always the correct one. Amen. To be first is not the matter, it's how you finish. Amen. Oh.
Amen.
There is an eagerness to be first in everything. First. But to be first is not always the matter. It's about how you finish.
Yes.
The end of the matter is greater than the beginning thereof. You see, it seems to me like the running of the first is like the running of Ahimaaz.
Ahimaaz, son of Zadok.
Do you know the problem with that statement? Ahimaaz took the plane. Abi? The Cushai took the hilltop. Ahimaaz, because he took the simple road and the plane, he was faster. The Cushai took the hill. Why? Because he had to think and consider some things. Because the message is heavy. The problem with taking the plane is that you don't enter, when you follow the plane, you don't enter the threshing floor. You don't enter into the grinding stone. You don't use your leg to knock some things. You don't use one to God allows some things in the way to chisel you. Some challenges, some trials to polish you very well. Some of the things that have come into your life, not all, some are as a result of foolishness. And God is still able to recover us from that. But there are things too God has permitted to meet us in the way, to shape us. Ahimaaz took a way that was the plain and so easy. Because he ran that easy route, he did not understand that there were some things that were meant to brush him and reduce his personality. Mm. When you carry this message we are talking, this good news, when you carry it, you must melt and let the message stand for itself. It is not about you. The kingdom is not you. You are the center. It is about Jesus. And when you begin to carry your ministry, you begin to run this life, and this life is about... When you see error is where we begin to make ministries that are about you. When you come now, church, everything, my this, my hope, my salvation, my not even salvation, self. Everything is my, until there's confusion. My this one, my break, my this. Okay, I go to my sister's house one day, like our sister here, and she have all these stickers on her door. 2022, my year of this. 2023, my year of this. 2024, my year of this. 2025, my year. I asked him, madam, which year will be the year of God? Number one. Number two, all these things you have put here, I did not see my year of trial. I did not see my year of shaking. Whether you like it or not, you will go through a year of shaking. God has put it inside the book for you. He has written it there, because without some of that trial, you will not come out as gold. Our brother was leading prayer and talking to us about the fiery trials. It's needed. But if you follow some of our message, there is no time when you are a Christian, you experience anything that is rough. If you begin to experience rough things, maybe God has left you. But yet, David, when he wrote the psalm, he said, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow, I didn't avoid it, I walked through it. Thou art with me. So Ahimaaz, he saw the valley of the shadow of death, he branched. And he followed the simple way, because he wanted to be first. Unfortunately for him, he didn't know that valley of the shadow of death was supposed to reduce some things in his life. So when that man saw him coming, he said, I see his pattern is like the pattern of Ahimaaz, the son of Zadok. David said he's a good man. But here's the problem. He was running the message, and the message was about him. He didn't have a message that can deliver anything. It was his own matter. When you are on the pulpit, when you are preaching, when you are in this ministry, may they not see you, may they see Christ. Amen. Understand this matter. Amen. Because the next thing, you will be in a service and the man will stand with suit. He say, you see, this is my suit. It's 300,000. This is my... It's all about them. No, I'm sorry to mock. I'm not trying to mock. I'm trying to make a point. So that we must understand, when you are anywhere you are and the matter begins to become about the person, there is already a problem. Because John the Baptist understood this thing. When they came and met him, they said, see, that Jesus that you were telling us, he has said, him and his disciples, they are baptizing more people. More members are gathering than you. He told them, he said, see, I told the people I'm not the Christ, but I just came to make the way. He said, he must increase. In your ministry, is he increasing? Are you dying to self? Paul said, I die daily. In this your church, are you dying? He said, I see. The day I catch you, my brother in Christ, my fellow brother and senior man, I'm strolling down the street and I see you with a poster with your wife, shiny teeth with big suits, I will come with cane to your house that day. I'm not saying that advertising is wrong. But the problem we have is that because we have not sat down to understand the pattern, anything we think is success, we begin to copy the way. Because, if you don't advertise and place yourself and put yourself on the poster, that's how to gather people. Who told you that God said he wants crowd? Sometimes he just sent you to go and gather 3 or 4 or 5 in one bush. Is it not okay to do this journey without nobody knowing your name? Can you do this ministry without anybody knowing your name? Are you prepared to walk this walk and nobody in this earth know who you are? Are you ready for that? I remember when I started seeing visions of God those days, not God, that the ministry wanted to send me. I woke up one night like that and I said, I was celebrating in the thing that I saw. I heard his voice clear. He said, be careful for fame. It's not for everybody, but for me, I know that what he meant is that what you are susceptible to may not be what she is susceptible to. And you know one of the things, if you are the type that when they begin to blow you breezes, I know people of God are the most dangerous people. Your members are the highest danger to you. They will do it out of their love of their heart. But even for small things, they greet you, that day, tomorrow they begin to kneel down. Tomorrow they carry your bag. Tomorrow they do. You are fair shifting. You don't just know yet. Because the day that God sends you where there is nobody to carry your bag and do, you will be offended.
Jesus.
You'll be offended now. You are nothing. You are nothing. You are nothing. Say, you say, let Christ be everything and let you be nothing. He said, I saw the running. It's like the running of Ahimaaz. If Ahimaaz had stayed long enough, he would have dissolved. And Christ, you see that other one, the Cushite, that wasn't his name. It was his designation. The Cushite. They didn't know his name. Because at that point, he had so dissolved in the place of waiting that it was not about him anymore. It was about the message. Finish it. And then when he got to the king, finish it for us. I'm sorry to keep you so long.
Then he said, verse 28. Say then, Ahimaaz called out to the king. All his will.
You see this guy, he's always jumping in front. He's approaching the king. The king has even raised voice to him. You know, Esther didn't even have the temerity, as much as he was her husband and they were sleeping in the same room. She didn't have the temerity to approach him first. He had to stretch forth the scepter. This one didn't even wait for scepter to be spread. He was the first to shout in for fire. Say, ah, king, you know, God bless you. Ah, this, ah, you are this, you are that. See, his character has not been, he has not been threshed. And that's why every time he's too quick, he's too jumping. He began to talk first before the king, asking questions. But understand another matter as I'm finalizing this thing. Every race you began, you will finish. All of us will finish the race.
Amen.
No, it's not a prayer. You will finish, whether or not we must finish. The question is, because death will come. If Jesus doesn't come with rapture before that time. But all of us will still finish this race. When the person is on the bed ready to go in whatever condition, the next question is, what is going to follow after this? Is report. Because after death once comes judgment. And what is the judgment? Open the books. The Bible said the books were opened. Okay. The message that we sent you was supposed to be like this. You know, Jesus was very, because Jesus sat for so long, the day he entered the temple, he was the one that opened his own book. He collected the scroll, he wrote up, he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me. He said everything. He said, he's now sat down. He said, lo, I come according to the volume of book written of me to do thy will, O God. Now, Ahimaaz came, now he landed. They said, oh, God, leave all this, your greeting. Give the reports. God cannot be toasted, though. Amen. We reach out, yeah, Baba, I built you 500 churches everywhere. He will say, of all the churches you built me, how many are goats? How many are sheep? I didn't send you to raise swine. I sent you to bring men for me. Paul left this world without building any, even though he was a tent maker. He didn't build any real structure. I'm not saying building structures is wrong. Please understand me. But if you elect for yourself without sitting long enough to understand the pattern, you will misfire. You will just do what every other person is doing. And every season has its own time. God is not always looking for. That COVID time came, it put everybody into confusion. Because nobody could go to church again. A time is still coming when nobody will still be able to go to church. Whether government will bring law and say nobody should go to church again. Will your Christianity die that time? He says he's a good man. He said, bear your message. Let's finish it.
So he bowed down for the king with his face to the ground and said, praise be to the Lord your God. He has delivered all the men who lifted their hand against my Lord, the king. The king asked.
Okay, wait. This particular part, read your own version. Read it loud. I like the way that King James said it.
What verse are you reading?
I read 28.
Oh, yeah.
28. Okay. And Ahimaaz called and said unto the king, all is well. And he fell down by the earth upon his face before the king and said, blessed be the Lord thy God, which hath delivered up the men that lifted up their hand against my Lord, the king.
Oh, yeah, now continue.
Okay. And the king said, is that young man Absalom?
The king didn't mind all that greeting matter. Listen, he went straight to the point. Is the young man Absalom, is he safe? How did he know? Was he there when Absalom died? How did he know the matter of the runner was about Absalom? Because he too is involved in the original sending. You don't need to begin to explain to God. He was the one that, he said, why you were yet in your mother's womb? I knew you, I formed you. So when he came now, he began, he started the whole courtesy, greet, lie down. You can come and do courtesy and lie down and dobale in church every Sunday and some assault and road. We have seen it. We have done it too. And pray. You will see some, sometimes I'm even worried about some of us that praise and dance more than every other person. The most, it's not about what you did there. When you leave the church, how are you? How's your life? Because you can finish all the dancing and the somersault and then you enter boyfriend's house from there. God will not mind that one. Because even as you are doing other one in the front, he's checking your inside. Some of us too, when we come like that, we say, you know, because of this, we judge others. See how she's wearing earring, wearing this one, wearing trousers. She can certainly not go to heaven and all, but yet, she has more message than you. Oh, the only message you have to bear is that I don't wear earring or trousers. Is that the message? You say, oh, king. You say, okay. You say, is the young man Absalom, is he safe? Tell me.
And Ahim has answered, when Joab sent the king's servant and me, thy servant.
When Joab sent the king's servant, he didn't mention his name again. He's just the king's servant. Listen, if you are just the king's servant, my sister, that was sent, the day the devil comes to come and strike, he will not meet you, he will meet the king's servant. And you cannot strike the king's servant without striking the king. Understand the matter.
Yes, sir.
He will, when Paul went to the land of Melita, or when they collapsed, their boat crashed, and all of them were, and the fire was and everything, and everybody was cold, and he rose up, he gathered more wood, he poured inside. What happened? A viper came out, and it bit his hand. And everybody was looking at him, thinking that he will die, he will swallow, he will swallow. But what they didn't understand at that time, that when you go as the king's servant, not as yourself, he said, you will tread upon serpents and scorpions. And none shall in any wise hurt you, because the king's servant has immunity. Amen. The king's servant has what? The immunity of the king. Before you do him anything, you must go and check his king first. Because anything you do to him, you are doing to his king. That's why before some things we strike, the Lord will say, see, touch not my anointed. When he sent Abraham to go to the land, I will show him on his journey. They came and started collecting wife, collecting this one. He appeared to one. He said, if you touch her, I will bury you here today. He said, Lord, it's not me. He didn't tell me the truth. He said, if I had known, I would not. He said, if I didn't hold you, you would have. He said, I would have finished you and your generations here now. Why? Because he's the king's servant. He said, when Joab sent me and the king's servant, if Ahimaaz had waited long enough, he would have melted to become a servant of the king too, not me. When you come before God and it's about me, God will just look at you and say, see that small. You never done. You never ripe. You need to. Because when person will ripe, not they see me first. The Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve others and give his life as a sacrifice. Yes. Finish it.
I saw a great storm.
Oh! What was the report? When they sent me and the king's servant, I saw what? A great tumult. I'm sorry to shout in your compound. Finish.
But I knew not what it was.
Oh, after all the scene, I didn't know. May you not see and not know. He said, after I saw tumult, they were just noise. Everybody was just falling, dust everywhere. Oh yeah, Oga, tell us now. So what does it mean? He said, I don't know. Just called confusion.
That's what I said, great confusion.
Yeah. It's great confusion. Great confusion. Imagine. What's the king supposed to do with that news now? Finish it.
And the king said unto him, turn aside.
You know what he said? Oga.
Stand here.
Okay. Because that other thing you ran and came by, it didn't amount to anything. Because what that stand here mean is the standing is supposed to have stand in the first place and sit down and balance. He must go back and start again. She stand here. May your reward not be standing. See, what did you see? I see a great tumult. Understand this matter. You see this world we are in. This world is now a world of tumult and noise. It's not even now. Even when God came back in Genesis chapter 1, he said there was darkness. There was chaos everywhere. There was tumult then, but he began by doing what? The Spirit of the Lord moved. And then he said, let there be light. And he began to bring order where there was tumult. Ahimaaz did not sit long enough to let the Spirit bring order. He saw tumult and he ran with what he saw. In your family, there is tumult. But you must sit long enough to see beyond the tumult and see the purpose and the will of God in that generation. In your marriage, there may be tumult, but you must persevere long enough to see What is the will and purpose of God in this thing? Even if the man is not seeing it, you sit down and see. Because when you see it, you begin to know how to navigate. In Nigeria, there is so much everywhere. Yes. I try not to listen to news every day because there is nothing interesting again. All is, this one keep, wah, they fight this one, wah, 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 wah. Everything is tumult everywhere. When you look at the tumult, you may think that God has lost control. But yet, he is the one that sits as sovereign over the affairs of men. If you understand that, you will not shake. But everything around you, tumult. If you look at the book of Isaiah chapter 52, is it 52:7? It says, the battle of the warrior is with confused noise. So many of us, instead of settling down to understand what is even going on, we are carried away by the tumult. See, peace I give you, my peace I live with you. Not as the world gives you, I give. Because you need that peace if you're going to be settled enough to understand what is going on. Because every other thing is like this, boju boju. That's what this whole life is about, that. So you can see somebody driving all the best cars, doing all these things, but his life is still tumult. Even all of us in church, sometimes we bring programs that create tumult. It's about tumult. Sorry, people fall everywhere. But the question is, have you that has been attending that church, have you stayed long enough to see the revelation of Jesus Christ in the church? Because remember when was it Isaiah? Was it he brought him to the mountain where he was running from Jezebel? Not Isaiah, no.
Elijah.
What did Elijah start to see first? He saw the tumult. The thunder. The fire. The earthquake. God was not inside any of single one. But after all the noise, you know, he still remained in the mountain. If he had left there, all he'd report, he would carry back. He said, there was just everywhere confusion. But because he stayed long enough, when there was a quiet, then the Lord came as a still small voice. If you stay long enough, even in this trouble and pain that you are in now, and challenges that are seeming like they are so, you know, the challenges around our lives, sometimes they are like a tumult that want to swallow us. And the tension wants to make you to make decision quickly now, so that, and sometimes if you don't wait long enough and tarry, you will make wrong decision because you are reacting to the tumult. You are not waiting to see. Where is the silver lining? I saw a tumult. But then the Kushai came. And because of time, I'll just tell you what happened. He got there. He greeted the king. The king said, give your report. And he told him, he said, proper. Immediately the king heard the report, he turned and began to weep. He cried. His message moved the king. Yet he was not first. He took the long road, the painful one that was difficult. He melted away inside. No longer I that live, but Christ that lives in me. He said, not my will, but thy will be done. May we have a life that moves the king. Amen. May we have a message that will make the king to weep.
Amen.
May we not be focused so much on the tumult that we miss the message of peace. You know, our sons of thunder too, they were initially carrying tumult too. Because when they threw Jesus outside the place, they don't even. They say, Master, let us call fire now. Let us swallow everybody. He said, ye know not of what spirit ye are of. He rebuked them. You are a messenger on a journey that you were sent, and you will give a report. The question is, have you stayed long enough to see something? And even when you started seeing, did you react like Peter, who was interested in building 3 altars for God? You must wait long enough until everything dissolves and only Jesus is remaining. This is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him, because he is the one who can give you the message. And when you carry a message from him about him, you can never miss the way. The Lord bless us and keep us.
Amen.
The Lord strengthen us in our resolve. Amen. And if there is anything like tumult and confusion around our life, last thing I will tell you, they were in a boat on the way to Rome, traveling, and a heavy storm and wind arose. Confusing situation. And there was a big tumult. And the Roman soldiers thought to themselves, you know what? The only way to end this thing is let's kill everybody in this boat. Because there is no way now we can account for all these people. And if we reach where we are going, we don't account for them, it's our head. They say, okay, let's kill all of them. Let's carry out the judgment now. But because even in the midst of all the tumult, a man in the boat had been still. with all the going on, he had waited in his quiet place to wait to hear what God will say. He waited, and an angel of the Lord stood beside him and told him, say, this thing is not unto death. That see. So when that decision was going to be taken, he told the captain, he said, Captain, don't fear. Yeah. Even though there is this big tumult around, the Prince of Peace is with us. Yes. And so if you are calm, you will see the salvation of the Lord.
Amen. In
this place. And the end of the day, did they not all survive?
They all survived.
Rise to your feet.